paragraph Yutes, V'alkein Koyrin Parshas Vayihimi Kates B'Chanukah, and this is why you'll see that almost in most years, the laning of Shabbos Chanukah is Parshas Miketz. Oy lefomim Parshas Vayeshev. Some years it comes out that we read Parshas Vayeshev on Shabbos Chanukah. Ki Parshios Eilu Medabrim Mi Yosef HaTzadik. These Parshios focus specifically on Yosef HaTzadik. Shekol Gdulo Soy Hoyo Al Yidei Pisroin Chaloimos. Whereby his major greatness was displayed by his ability to interpret dreams. Remember the dreams that he told over to his brothers, which he understood those dreams very, very clearly. He knew that those dreams were a message that he was destined for extraordinary greatness. And then, especially after being put in prison and everything, his claim to fame was when the Sar HaMashkim told Paroi that you want your dream interpreted. When I was in prison, I was with this guy, this kid, and he interpreted our dreams. So if you want your dreams interpreted correctly, he's the one to go to. Ki hatzadik ho'emes hu b'chinas Yosef, shenikra tzadik ki yodua. Because the true tzadik of every generation is referred to as Yosef, who represents the concept of tzadik, yesoid. Yosef is bigematria 6 times yud kei vav kei, which is the mid of yesoid, which is tzadik. V'alkein kol gdulo soy hoyo aidei ha-chaloimoy shecholam. And therefore, his greatness came about through the dreams that he had. V'alidei ha-pisroin sheposo chalim par v'asorim. And through the interpretation of the dreams, whereby he interpreted Paroi's dreams and the dreams of Paroi's officers. Ki ha-chaloimoyis heim al-yidei ha-medame. Because dreams come about through Medame. Medame is dreamland. Medame is fantasy. Medame is that part of the person's brain that's present and that's active when the person's asleep. When 99% of the brain is shut down, the 1% that remains active when a person's sleeping is called the Medame. That's the lowest level of the seichel of the person. And that's why it results many times in silly dreams and foolish dreams, you know, etc., etc. V'hatzadik b'chinas Yosef, zoichel b'chinas ruach nevuah, ruach ha-kodesh, shaydei zeh zoichel v'arer ha-medame. A tzadik, like Yosef ha-tzadik, is zoichet to prophecy, through which a person is zoichet to biror ha-medame, as we learned before. He's zoichet to ruach ha-kodesh, through which a person achieves biror ha-medame. He has the ability to sort out the medame. V'aydei zeh zoichel chalomos tzodkim, and therefore, that caliber tzaddik, who is zoichet to this kind of ruach hakodesh, which leads to biror hamedame, that tzaddik is zoichet to dreams, to proper dreams, to dreams that are accurate, that are real. V'lifsor kol hachalomos, and that tzaddik is also zoichet to interpret all the different dreams correctly. Shekol zois ubechinas biror hamedame. These are examples of biror hamedame. When a person is zoicha, that even within medame, even when he's sleeping, his dreams are giving him ruach hakodesh, nevuah, accurate messages. That's one example of biror hamedame. Another example of biror hamedame is when a person is able to take someone's dream, which is coming from medame, and be able to sort it out, be able to understand it and interpret it correctly, as Yosef HaTzadik did with the two, with the Sar Hoifim and the Sar HaMashkim and with Paroi. V'zeh she'omar Paroi k'shero she'yosef yod aliftar chalomoi. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Paroi saw that Yosef HaTzadik was able to interpret his dream correctly, Omar Paroi said, is there anywhere a person of this caliber who has Ruach Elohim? Look how Paroi saw it. Paroi saw that Yosef HaTzadik is a master of Ruach Elohim, Ruach HaKodesh, because that's the prerequisite to Biror HaMedame. That's the prerequisite to being able to interpret dreams correctly. Bechinas Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Paroi hit the nail on the head with that. V'alkein koyrin parshis elu b'chanukah. And this is why we read Parshas Miketz and Vayeshev that deal with Paro's dreams and Yosef HaTzadik interpreting everything on Chanukah. Ki ikar bechinas ner Chanukah hu lahamshich oyer HaTzadik al yidei ner Chanukah. Because the whole concept of Chanukah candles is that we want to draw upon ourselves the light of the Tzadik through those Chanukah candles. So that we'll be turned on, we'll be inspired and motivated to search for the tzaddik, to seek out the tzaddik. So that the tzaddik will clarify the medame for us. He'll take us out of all of our confusion. He'll turn on the lights. He'll give us clarity in all the different things that are unclear to us. Through which will be zoche to shleimus emuna, to solid emuna, which means especially emuna in chiddush olam, emuna that the world was created from total nothingness. Shekol ze hu bechinas gedulas Yosef HaTzadik. This is all the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik, shehu bechinas HaTzadik u'emes shebechol dor, who represents the true tzadik in each and every single generation. Paragraph Chof, V'ze Shecholam Yosef. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the dream of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik dreamed, V'hine HaShemesh V'hayoreach V'achad Aser Osar K'chov Mishtach V'mli, that the sun and the moon and the 11 major stars are all bowing to me. Hainu B'chinas Emunas Chiddush Olam Shehu Bitul HaTeva. This symbolizes the concept of our faith in Chiddush Olam, our faith that Hashem created the world something from nothing, which means that Hashem is not bound by any natural laws, by nature. There is no Teva. Hashem is above Teva. Because if Hashem is able to create something from nothing, that ain't Teva. That ain't Teva by any means. Ukimavur Shamba Toiranal, as Rabbein Zal explains over there in the Torah Tiku Toichocha, Torah Ches and the Kutum Antanina, that this whole halach is based on. Shaidei Emunas Chiddush Olam, Zoichen Lechiddush Olam Shelosit. That by Jews being Zoiche to believe in the fact that Hashem created the world totally new, from nothing, from complete nothingness, through that we will be zoche that Hashem will renew the world, the renewal of the future, the chiddush olam of the future. She'oz yisnaheg olam bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. Then the entire world is going to behave like Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be lamalem and ateva. It's going to be all hashgocha proti. Al yedei hashgocha v'neflois sheloi kederach ateva. The entire world is going to be governed by super hashgocha proti of Hashem and by miracles, totally out of the realm of derach ateva. Today, Eretz Yisrael, we know, is under the super hashgocha of Hashem. The pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, tomid eini Hashem alkecha bo, that Hashem's eyes are constantly focused on Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that when Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael is going to spread to the entire world. And that super hashgoch of Hashem, that bitul hateva, that elimination of teva, is going to spread to the entire world. That's what the chiddush olam of the future is going to be like. Shezehu bechinas vehinei hashemesh vayoreach v'achad asur kechov mishtach v'mli. This is what Yosef HaTzadik was referring to when he said that the sun and the moon and all of those stars, they all bow to me, meaning shekol hanhogas hakoychovim umazolos, the entire behavior of the stars and the constellations and all of that, dahainu hanhogas hateva, which means what we call Mother Nature, the whole natural, the whole scope and spectrum of nature, nichnoim umishtachavim li, are all subservient to me, to the tzaddik. Ki kulam betelim lahatzaddik hoemes. All of them are nullify themselves and are subservient to the tzaddik emes. Shemegala hahashgocha boilam. The tzaddik emes is the one who reveals and broadcasts the hashgocha proti of Hashem to the world. Umevatel hanhoga sateva. And he's the one who has the power to eliminate, to nullify the forces of nature, to override nature through the miracles that the tzaddikim perform at times. Interesting. Those that learn the Chayk LeYisrael, the Chayk LeYisrael of this week, you know, the part of the Chayk LeYisrael that you learn is the Haftorah. The Haftorah that you, of the Parsha of the week that you're going to read on Shabbos. The Haftorah of this week's Parsha, Kisisa, is the story of Elyonovi, the showdown that Elyonovi had with the Nevi'e Habal, the showdown between the true prophet and the false prophets, where Elyonovi says to the Jews, when are you guys going to stop dancing on both chasanas? When are you going to stop being one foot with Hashem and one foot with these false prophets? It's time to choose. And Elyonovi said, let's have a contest. Let's make a test. Let's build a Mizbeach. They'll build a Mizbeach to their Hashem. I'll build a Mizbeach to our Hashem. They'll bring a sacrifice. They'll set up sacrifices. I'll set up sacrifices. And nobody lights any matches. We pray. They pray to their Hashem, and I pray to mine, that a heavenly fire should come and burn the sacrifices. And the Navi says that they agreed. These false prophets agreed to do it. And they knew that their G-O-D can't send down any fire from heaven. So they set up a guy hidden under their Mizbeach to light a match, you know, when the right time came. They didn't know that Hashem was one step ahead, and Hashem set up a snake and told that snake, this guy is your lunch today. Go get him. So just before he was ready to light the match, the snake bit him and killed him. And these prophets were dancing and screaming, oh, doing all their dancing, figuring the guy might have fallen asleep or something. And no fire came down, no heavenly fire came down. And they cut their flesh, the Navi says, that like they used to do, that was part of their servitude to their idols. They sliced their flesh and bleeding and everything, and nothing happens. Then Eliyahu Navi says, now it's my turn. And he sets up this Mizbeach with the sacrifice. And he says, now bring water. Bring huge amounts of water. Pour it all over the sacrifice. Pour it all over the Mizbeach. And he made like a whole thing, like a ta'ala, it's called in Hebrew. What's the English word for it? Like a whole trough surrounding the Mizbeach. I'm sorry, a moat, like a canal surrounding this Mizbeach, filled with water to the top. The whole place is water. And then he said his tefillah, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. Hashem, please show them that you are the true Hashem and that I am the tzaddik. I am the prophet. And the Torah says a heavenly fire came down and destroyed the korban and the wood and the water and the everything got swallowed up in the fire. And all the yidden screamed out, Hashem hu halikim, Hashem hu halikim. This is exactly what we're learning here, where we learn that through nevuah, one who is a Navi has Birur Hamedame, he rules over the Teva. The Teva doesn't rule over him. He has the ability to perform it, to show miracles, as Elyonovi did, this incredible miracle. And again, what's his main message to the Jewish people? Hashem hu halikim, Hashem hu halikim. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moishavdoi. That's his main message. Faith in Hashem, faith in the Tzaddik.